You're listening to SBS News.
With leadership speculation rampant in the United Kingdom, Britain's Defence Secretary Ben Wallace and Foreign Secretary Liz Truss are enjoying a welcome escape down under. They're attending the annual Australia-United Kingdom ministerial talks known as AUKMIN. But the visitors were unable to shake off the COVID party controversy at No. 10 Downing Street in London. New reports British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's opponents have faced intimidation have been denied by Ms. Truss.
Are you aware of any instances of blackmail within your own government?
I do not have any information about what's happening on the subject you raise.
But the UK Foreign Minister had much to say on Russia's latest power move on the border of Ukraine while speaking at the Lowy Institute.
We urge President Putin to desist and step back from Ukraine before he makes a massive strategic mistake.
Her speech attracted instant reaction and international headlines.
We need everyone to step up. Together with our allies, we will continue to stand with Ukraine and urge Russia to de-escalate.
Australia is offering assistance, but with limitations, as Foreign Minister Maurice Payne explains.
To be clear, that is not about direct military support. That is not on the table from Australia's perspective. But we will work closely with Ukraine in the coming days and weeks in terms of challenges that they are dealing with.
The Ukrainian charge d'affaires, Volodymyr Shalkovsky, has detailed to SBS News Chief Political Correspondent Anna Henderson just what is at stake.
Hope and we work for better in order to avoid the worst case scenario, the full-scale invasion.
What help has Ukraine requested from the Australian government at this point?
Probably cybersecurity might be the most relevant in this situation.
Ukraine's government is hoping Australia can provide expertise to help it better repel the cyber attacks that have hit several of its government departments in recent weeks. That's not without risk and could invite targeted retaliation on Australia. John Blaxland is from the Australian National University. He says such a move could strain limited resources.
There's limited policy bandwidth in Canberra, and if we allocate too much of it to a challenge in the Ukraine, we could be distracted from keeping our eye on the ball on issues in our patch.
These British talks are significant and were originally intended to focus on the Indo-Pacific and the AUKUS agreement. Defence Minister Peter Dutton has confirmed British nuclear-powered submarines will visit Australia more often, but he's ruled out basing one of the boats here. He joined other ministers in calling for democracies to rally together against so-called malign actors, with the actions of China and Russia firmly in focus.
You look at what is happening between China and Lithuania at the moment, or between China and Thailand, between China and India, between China and Australia, other countries where there's been economic coercion or activities otherwise. It takes, I think, many countries to come together to call out that behaviour.
But the cost of speaking out is itself a balancing act. Naveen Razik, SBS News.